we're back, and it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live, and it's republicbroadcasting.org. During the week, Monday through Friday, please join me and John Alastasis on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and all broadcasts are live. We're also simultaneously broadcast in South America on Internet Chat Radio. It's something wonderful that we're linking into many, many different broadcasts across the country now. And the thing is, the more that we link, the more information we can get out to you, the public. So I want to hear from you. Call me, 630-812-0171, or call me at 630-930-9782. And in fact, a friendly caller, Anne, from Colorado, happened to be in Illinois, and I'd like to say, Anne, hey, thanks for giving me a holler. I'm sorry I was short on the phone. Couldn't stay on the phone that long. I had a health issue. And anyway, I thank you for very much for calling me, and I'll try to give you a call back. And by the way, the gentleman that writes for me that is in prison right now, I'm still trying to get you an attorney and get some help for you out there. So again, this is a very proactive radio broadcast. We're trying to help people and bring people with solutions to the problem. And I had some wonderful panel members. All of us are in the Patriot Movement. We're involved. We have Les Jamison from New York. We have attorney Carl Pearson, activist attorney, is doing wonderful work. Alfred Weber, extraordinary man, has been involved with a lot of things, and one of them just coming back from Asia, and he's getting ready to do a another tribunal in Canada from the 22nd to the 24th. Alfred, do you want to mention that right quick here?
Sure. Sure. Well, it's actually, there's the Vancouver, B.C. 911 holding and an international 911 truth conference here entitled Canada 911 and the New World Order, and it's there'll be numerous speakers here. It's to address many different issues coming out of the events of September 11th as a trigger as a trigger for a whole assault on the globe, and all of the war crimes of Afghanistan and Iraq, and the use of depleted uranium weapons. And so there'll be speakers there. There are 18 or more international speakers there, because I think that what draws us to the 911 truth movement is not curiosity as to who did what, but rather seeking justice. And this is really part of the war crimes justice movement, which has fueled various parts of the world. One of the speakers, for example, Loren Murray, is an international expert on depleted uranium. She's a radiation scientist. I hear the music.
Yeah, we're going back to break. We'll be right back. So we will return, and we're talking about 9/11. Folks, call in 800-313-9443. We need your opinion.
Hi. Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, we're back. We're back on RBN, and I'm going to go right back to Alfred. You were making a comment, and then I wanted to take replies from John, and then we have a caller. Alfred, you are up.
Okay. Yeah, sure. I'd like to just say this very briefly and then end with a question that hopefully not right now, but Carl and Les can start thinking about. And, for example, you might ask, well, what's the relevance of depleted uranium to 911? Well, Lorraine Murray is an independent scientist, and she was actually the person who, right after the events, the crash at the Pentagon site, ordered that radiation monitors and Geiger counters be brought there. And she had a radiation scientist friend of hers who was in that area who happened to have a radiation monitor with her. And they recorded elevated radiation readings downwind from the Pentagon on September 11, 2001. And 2 days after 911, the Environmental Protection Administration, EPA, confirmed that the crash site rubble was radioactive and that it was probably depleted uranium, DU, contaminating the Pentagon crash site rubble. And you cannot fake radiation monitor readings. Now, the entry and exit holes through the Pentagon crash site were the signature of a kinetic energy penetrator, such as a cruise missile. And the term, quote, punch-out hole was written by a crash site investigators over the exit hole. This is a military term used for kinetic energy penetrators. And Major Doug Rocky, former director of Gulf War I DU cleanup team, reported that an email from the Pentagon 30 minutes after impact confirmed a cruise missile hit the Pentagon on 9/11. These are actual U.S. military personnel inside the Pentagon who reported back to Major Rocky. So we have there, in terms of the evidence, a very hard data in terms of a radiation signature of a cruise missile that carries a depleted uranium warhead, and the entry and exit holes that are you know, sort of these round bullet, large bullet holes, and the term punch-out hole written by the crash site investigators. This is on the inner ring of the Pentagon. Now, I've been at the inner ring of the Pentagon when I met with the Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Carter administration when I was a futurist at Stanford Research Institute. And believe me, a jet airliner would have not made it into there, whereas a depleted uranium warhead on a cruise missile, that's what it's designed to do. So this is the sort of evidence that this commission would be dealing with. It's objective evidence. There is no way that you can get around a radiation signature. You cannot spin that one away. Now, the question that I'd like to pose to Carl and to Les, and I know that there are a couple of people before me in line, but I want to get it on the board, is, okay, we've gone through the hurdles. I made a quick calculation. If you start July 1st to get 37,000 signatures by November 1st, you've got to gather 200 signatures a day. You double that to be safe, get 60,000 signatures. That's 400 signatures a day. You should be able to get that in Manhattan alone. And with this degree of interest. So let's say you're over all of those hurdles. You're on the ballot now, okay? How are you going to get the measure to win and be voted on that ballot? Okay.
First of all, I want to say that what you're saying shows the importance of having a broad investigation rather than a narrow one. What you're saying is so vital and so important that, thank God, we're not limited to some one aspect of 9/11. That's the first thing. Secondly, we're going to be using mass mailings as a way of getting our petition signed. We're not putting people in the street to any great extent. We're going to do mailing. We're going to use email as a way of getting the numbers quickly. And the way of getting we're going to get organizations that have people that they can reach through email to understand and try to urge them to at least hear these issues. In other words, we're going to be using organizations that are sympathetic to try to get the word out, because we can't really trust the main media to do that.
Now, I want to bring up Rita from Colorado. Rita, are you there? Rita?
Yeah, hi, Diane.
Hey, Rita. How are you doing?
Yeah, well, first of all, I have a comment, and it leads into a question. First of all, I can't ignore this week without talking about the travesty of Christopher Boleyn, and something that I consider to be totally 100% bad faith. And if I had been, having, my way about that, I would have made a very concerted effort on making a dismissal plea based on bad faith, and because and I really hope that Chris put that in, you know, for the appeal, because they need that if you're going to go through the trial and look at what the decisions were made, you know, because I think that is 100% what that whole thing is about, first of all. Now, what that leads into is talking about New York and New York case law, and I've had a lot of issues looking at what's going on, you know, recently. Well, you know, just this week, they gave the pass to Rupert Murdoch against the FCC, letting him say the F word and the S word anytime, you know, and so that's another thing that's going to start, you know, changing the way we look at the world, and they also go and they're sticking their nose into the Orthodox Church of America, into their business, and what happens and what we see what's going on over there is their idea of good faith is bad faith. So we get some trials over there, we get some case law in New York. It just seems to me what we're seeing is they're saying, well, we didn't like these Christians doing what they did, and so we got a whole bunch more other kind of people saying what we're going to do. Now, you know, you might think I'm prejudiced, but it becomes a real circular thing if you look at the whole picture. We're, you know, in America, you know, people look at us and they consider all of American Zionists, and they kind of, some people have a point. Because, first of all, we all have to say Israel has a right to exist. You know, we cannot say Israel does not have a right to exist, which kind of turns into, you know, Zionist town has a right to exist. Zionism has a right to exist. Satanists have a right to exist. Satanists that go to church in towns have a right to exist. Satanists that have their own community and call themselves Christians and go to church and don't respect Christians' rights have a right to exist. So it turns into this great big circle. And what I see is we're all playing this anti-theist game where they're all, you know, setting it up so where our, debate is just going down into the drain, you know? And I'm disgusted. You know, I want to talk to you people. I really do. But I feel like, you know, my audience has got to be the intelligence community these days, because I can't talk about what I need to talk about, you know? And it's really this whole thing about rights in society and understanding what that whole idea is. It's a complex situation, and you can't just take, well, you know, somebody just wanted to do that because they were kind of like walking down the street, and that's how they're going to look at rights. Rights, we've got to really look at the whole body politic. You've got to say how people are, you know, in what constitutes, you know, being able to have that association, an assembly, you know. So that's what I'm getting at. I'm sorry, but, you know, that's what I'm
comment?
Doing. Yeah.
Yeah. 6 weeks after 9/11, the Patriot Act was rammed through Congress. There went our rights, okay? And it's only further deteriorated since then. I think it was last May they passed the Military Commissions Act, and on the same day another act, the John Warner Act, which basically sets up the possibility for the violation of posse comitatus. And here in New York, I mentioned the right of assembly has now been challenged. So what does this illustrate, folks? It illustrates that there's a war going on the rights of Americans through the usage of 9/11 as a pretext to undermine the Constitution, to carry on this so-called war against terror, which is really a war against our freedoms. And
I have to stop you here. We're going to break, and we'll be right back. Hold that point. be right back after this break. Callers 800-313-9443.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, we're back, and it's Deanne on Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Also, folks, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 Central Time on Truth Radio, and we're all being simulcast right now onto Internet Chat Cafe, which is out of South America, Buenos Aires. And I thank Claudia Nelson, our international journalist, who's a part of Scholars for Integrity and Justice, for bringing that up on board here. And we're talking to our guests. Now, I will make a statement of what Rita was talking about with Christopher Bolin, and I'll bring everyone back here onto the broadcast. Christopher Bolin is a journalist that worked for American Free Press. Christopher Bolin brought out a lot of information on the investigations of 9/11, ties with cells he felt were tied to the Zionist movements across the world. Christopher Bolin has written a numerous amount of columns all over, making statements and allegations of the Zionist connection, and also the things that happened that led to the attacks in Iraq and the World Trade Center and other things he's been involved with. But anyway, Christopher Bolin was visiting his hometown, which was Hoffman Estates, with his wife and his with two children who I met out in Schaumburg when he first came to court in regards to this matter. Christopher Boland happened to be at home, and there was squad cars outside his home. They sat out there. They were unmarked, and he saw them, and they would repeatedly drive around his home, and it was something that he didn't understand what was going on. So he called the police department in Hoffman Estates, and they sent another squad car out to check. He came out of his home, went to approach the police to talk to them about what was going on, and the officers that were in these unmarked cars jumped out, and there was words. Christopher turned to go back into his home, and anyway, they grabbed him, put him to his knees, and they hit him with a taser. Now, I would say that this didn't happen exactly like this if I did not hear this, not only from him, but I also called the police department in Hoffman Estates, and I talked to the person in the news department there, the media director there, and I asked him what it was that would take the police to taser him. And he said an act of aggression. So the act of aggression was turning around and going into your home without a weapon. This is how severe this is, folks. This is like Nazi Germany activity. I've had situations with my children in DuPage County recently because of the comments and things I've done on my broadcast that have been outrageous, to the level that my son does not even want to really go out to school because of fear, frightened, fearful because of what is going on out here. Now, is there justice? How is there justice if you go to the people that you have complaints about and complain about their comrades who might be tied to some other clout coming from other government agencies that are telling these other clouted people that are in government agencies to come down on you because you've done something that displeased them? And that's how clout operates.
Deanne?
In the background.
Deanne, I have a remedy.
Okay.
The remedy is having an independently elected town attorney general or city or county attorney general who is going to work in the enforcement of the rights of groups of people. And if you have numerous times where they're doing that, then the attorney general at public expense goes in and sues and tries to stop the problem because...
Indeed, and that's the reason why I brought you here, because this is a very important issue. I've called the Attorney General in Illinois, Lisa Madigan's office, multiple times. When I had my television broadcast, one of her chief aides used to come on my broadcast to talk about the good work that they were doing. But when it comes down to terrorism, acts of threats, violence against the people in the public, and there's people crowded and hidden within, and you call them, you get mute ears, and they will not act or do anything to investigate.
It
needs to stop, and it can't stop unless things like you're talking about. You need to parallel a separate counsel to investigate and watch, and if they do anything, they need to be impeached right out of office. And I stand firm on that, and I'm backing you on that.
Thank you.
And this is the reason why, again, Alfred, this is a great tyranny that is going on out here, and you realize what's going on because you went to Asia, sat on that tribunal, and you heard the outrageous complaints that people have brought forth out in into the community of Asia, talking about the war crimes that have gone on in the United States. And the public here, we're not really informed of it because the media does not cover it. Is that not right, Alfred?
Yes, yes. We were in February of this year. I was a speaker at the Kuala Lumpur War Crimes Conference. There were 5,000 people in attendance there, and it came together under the aegis of the Perdana Global Peace Organization.
We have to stop you again. We're going to a break. think I hear the music in the background. And we'll be right back with Alfred. And then, John, please comment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years, and gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Folks, we're getting ready to move our broadcast elsewhere, and we need your help and support here. If you can do anything to support RBN in this move, please call in to our broadcast. We need help and support. If we don't have this type of radio setting, you won't get the truth of what is going on in the world. So please help support RBN in its move from the location they're currently in to their new, brand new location, which they're moving into in about a week or two. It's very important. You can hear our broadcast, you can hear others, but if you don't have the support, we don't have the support from you, then there will be no RBN. And I don't think anybody wants that to go away. We're here with our guests, and we're talking about the ballot of bringing it forth in New York. And I'm going to go back to Alfred, and then John, I want you to comment on what you feel this might do. But let me add one other question put out there in the air for you guys to think about, too. Now, most of the whistleblowers out there that have been out talking about all the situations that led up to 9/11, before and after. There were Mary Snyder, who happened to work with the INS. Numerous CIA, FBI agents had information, prior knowledge of state, federal employees, of which I happen to be one in Illinois. Full-blown terror cell operatives still out here, loose, running about with no measure of law investigating out here. All these things of terrorism still here in our face. Now, again, we have so-called Supreme Court rules. We have the state court. We have the federal court. We have the investigation tools. And then they're all told to stand down. Now, each one of these so-called whistleblowers have supposedly backing under the acts of the Whistleblowing Act, which has basically been thrown out of the window based on this new Patriot Act they put in. And because of that, they use another tyranny type of victimization, which is the IRS. Now, due to this, I would say in this measure of putting these attorney generals in, if there is a situation that there is brought forth evidence of terrorization and victimization of whistleblowers and use of policing forces to the measure of using tasers and investigation, harassing with telephone calls, sending vehicles outside your homes using high-pitched, low-frequency and microwaves to disrupt your body so that you would get ill, and furthering damage, causing people to go into bankruptcy. I think those are all high-level criminal treasonous acts, and those people should be brought to justice. And I want to find out from Carl, before we go forth here, if there is a possibility of those things being adapted somewhere after the ballot process.
Yes, I think that every community that has the ballot initiative right should think about in obtaining a law that they want, and then having a town attorney general be appointed together with that to not only enforce that new statute, but generally to enforce the rights of groups of people, of citizens, because they can't enforce it themselves. They have no money to enforce it. We need a public enforcement official, and that's what the town attorney general or city attorney general would do. If 5 or 10 people say that this is what's happening to them, that should be sufficient for a group action. Once in a while, maybe an occasional individual, but you can't have everyone's problem being handled by this office. It should be a group problem, that when you have groups of people being ripped off by losing their rights, then the attorney general should go in there. If you only have one person, I'm not so sure that you can undertake every time some one person loses his rights. I'm not so sure the attorney general should go in. I think local lawyers should handle the occasional case, but with groups, you need the attorney general to go in.
Well, I'm talking about, you know, people that are in the Patriot Movement that have been victimized, that have come forth with evidence that has been proven that this evidence has been, there in their face in regards to people that are terrorists, involved with terrorist activity. And these people, once they bring this information out, they have been tyrannized to the point of bankruptcy, defrauded. There's one guy I've been looking for, I don't know how long, Lester K. Foreman, was locked up. He was a journalist, and he worked for the DIA, and he knew about the Lockerbie, Scotland incident, and they totally destroyed him. due to the fact that he was had evidence of what happened in Lockerbie. So, you know, the thing is that, and again, that might be one individual, but collectively, there's hundreds of and thousands of people out here that are whistleblowers that have been tyrannized and to the brink of, you know, almost insanity, because there is absolutely no one in the judicial system process, including the Supreme Court, that will back any of the so-called laws they put up there for the whistleblower. And I think that that needs to be addressed as well, because if that is, then it will open up a whole cake of worms, because, again, all these people have evidence. Evidence, evidence. There is even evidence out there that have been, has been in court, heard in court.
Okay,
the court turns around and gags up the information and puts a bull on it where they can't even use the evidence in court, and then the whole court case disappears.
Okay, here's a good example. Let's say that we find a person who wants to talk, and we subpoena him, and he comes into our commission, and he starts talking. And then he gets pressure on him by his employer, New York City. That would be an ideal situation for the Attorney General to go into court and get a court order prohibiting any interference with our witness. So that would be an individual case where, to protect our commission, we have to go into court and do something. And if you have the same group of people involved in suppressing persons who are trying to tell or to blow a whistle, that would be a group deal. So I agree that there are plenty of times when the town attorney general or the city attorney general should and could go in and stop this.
And especially, like I said, this abuse of the IRS. You know, it's ridiculous. I mean, I have talked to so many people that have contacted my broadcast, and over the years, even when my dad was a major writer-reporter, saw people go down because they either testified or did something. Some clouded individual used their power and used the IRS to come in and completely victimize and wipe out their whole assets. And this needs to stop. It is, the IRS is not used as a clout mechanism for high-level officials to this scoundrel people. And it needs to stop now. Now, I'm going to bring this to John. I want you to comment there. And I'm going back to Rita, who's been on the line. John, you want to make a statement?
Well, I've got a bunch of things. Number one, if we go to vote, as the vote's been coerced, President Bush wasn't elected, we need to verify our votes with a follow-up of the Internet or something to get proper vote count on this bill, if we can get it through. As Rita's trying to point out, as we have a violation of a single person of justice, and we're talking 9/11 is a multiple person in a multiple country situation of justice, in which we don't have justice, so we need to follow up on that. And as we have the blinders put on us, for an example, when Clinton had his deal with Malinsky, and they said, oh, we have closure, it's been 5 years, and we have $24 million spent. Well, think about it. Linda Tripp called it in. She had Lewinsky's phone message. Lewinsky turned the dress in. And, you know, it took a whole half a day for some guy to follow up on the answering machine, to follow up with Lewinsky, get a testimony, and know that the president was guilty. And so here we have the entire American public standing back, listening to this story that we have closure and we spent $24 million. I'd like to know who got $24 million for blotching this thing up so bad. And again, as the American public stands back and accepts this, this is where we've got to stop. And I think this is a point in time to where people are upset enough, where people are losing their jobs, people are losing their benefits. Even the IRS people were in the Twin Towers. 132 IRS agents were killed in the Twin Towers when 50,000 people could have been there. Only 3,000 people were there. We have the president admitting he saw the first plane hit the first tower and didn't do nothing when the second plane hit the second tower. We have DU at the Pentagon. We have on a Wraith, the Building 7. We have substantial evidence. We have the Tokyo Accord that verified that President Bush and his regime is guilty of crimes against humanity. we don't really have to have another investigation. We have to act and we have to do some things. And this is very dangerous in ourselves, because if we don't, this is just another measure point of them saying, oh, we have closure and we spent $24 million and we're going to still be dictators to you. And so we have to apply this. We have to apply this hard to the American public. As far as money, oh, boy, do they have money. Just for a quick instance, in 9/11, they say they spent the workman's comp out of New York State. Well, if you put a pencil down right now and write these numbers down, we have approximately a $52,000 payroll average in New York State in 2003, according to the World Almanac. We have approximately 20,000 or 20 million people in New York State. If you had a $50,000 payroll per family of four, which would be the wife and the husband working, and would be quite a realistic number. So if we had 5 million people at a 10%, and workman's comp is approximately 18% of the payroll, so on 50,000, approximately 10,000 would be workman's comp. 10,000 times 5 million, you're coming up like $40 billion a year for workman's comp. That's a tremendous amount of money, in which they say they're bankrupt and they don't have any money. I say they're lying. And so here you have numbers to where the government is just coercing us and driving us crazy and doing different things. And we don't have to investigate anymore. We have it. We even have bad laws of the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act says we can't pay a terrorist. We have a terrorist in-house. We know that. So how does the IRS enforce any law saying it's frivolous and not to the law when the Patriot Act says we can't pay a tentative terrorist and we can prove that 9/11 was done as an inside job? We have, even in the bad laws, we have justice, but we're not enforcing it, or we let it to be blinded against us that we don't use. We allow them to put a wall in our mind that they can do whatever they please, and as far as the law is against us or for us, they're negligent. And so we really have to take our foot and put our foot down, and everybody has to work together here, because if they do push us over, we're just going to lose.
What do you think of localizing the Attorney General?
Dan, could I ask a question of Carl and Les?
Go ahead, Alfred.
The second part of my question, which we didn't quite get to. Okay. The initiative is now on the ballot, right?
When it gets
this is like a political campaign, and normally political campaigns are, well, here in Canada, you can only campaign for 30 days, but in the States, you campaign for 2 years for the president, or, you know, up to 9 months for a statewide office. So how are you planning to campaign for this initiative so that the people will vote for it, number one? And number two, strategically, aren't you better off to put it on the ballot for November of 2008 so that you have more time to build public support for it?
We wanted to get it on the ballot as soon as we could, and it's possible that we will miss this year. It's possible, because we don't have control totally over this. If that happens, it'll be on the next year's ballot, but it'll be one or the other. We intend to use publicity and email, and we're not fighting anyone. It's only having to get the people that do vote to have half of them, at least half, vote for it. We need one more than half of those who vote. There's no one voting. There's no opposing thing for them to choose. They don't choose between one or the other. They say either yes or no.
And in terms of educating the public, Alfred, to support this, we have access to some cable networks here in New York City, cable access, three, four shows that we'll put out programs for. And also there's the talk show radio shows here in New York City. There's a Pacifica station that I think has been very supportive of getting out the truth of 9/11. That's WBAI. So we do have a foundation here for doing a good PR job.
Excellent. Because
and, I would just say to the listeners, we do have an initial website. It's nyc911initiative.org, And so write that down. It'll be developed even more over the coming weeks to keep in touch with this. And please, if anybody would like to help support this through helping with the planning, the organizing, and also collecting petition signatures, we will be doing, you know, some street outreach. I'll leave a hotline number, which is 212-714-7147. I'll just repeat that, 212-714-7147.
Now, the other question that I have is, in terms of the city council or even the borough presidents or your school boards or, you know, union leaders, do you have any elected officials or even appointed boards that you think you could go to begin to support it?
Yes. There are a few official. Oh, by the way, I should mention that, I don't know if I said this earlier, but a few summers ago, there was a survey being conducted of New York State elected officials, and we found that there were a number of them that did support a new investigation. And also, we're already in touch with some organizations and unions that we're establishing relationship with. And
we're at a break. We have to stop here. We'll be right back. I'm the Ann Burley Show. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address. PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. PersonalArms.com carries the highest quality law enforcement grade pepper spray and sells it at true wholesale prices that start at $6.95. Check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. This electronic watchdog sees through walls. Electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com/RBN. That's www.personalarms.com/RBN or call 1-201-641-1442. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or local law, so check your laws before making a purchase.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're at the last few minutes of, I think, the second hour here. And I wanted to mention, before we come back up, the POW MIA initiative that I'm working on with Bob and Bill Dumas, also Kevin Gorman, Father Pat Brasco. We also have Vin Russo and a number of others, patriots. We're trying to open up an investigation in regards to the issue of POWs, men that have been missing in various wars. Another very important issue. There's a lot of hidden factors there. You might not think or have a concern or belief that there are missing men and women from various wars going back, predating the war we're currently in. But there are missing men and women that are still alive overseas in prison or war camps, and we want them returned. We want answers to all of these things. And under the current administration and currently the way things are set up politically, we're not getting these answers. So, again, we need the people of the United States to come forth, petition drives, through ballots, whatever, to make a statement. State what you want done to bring either the men back home from these places overseas, dealing with the 9/11 issue and that of that happened down in Oklahoma City and the issue of New Orleans. We need answers and solutions now. There's enough evidence to support an investigation, and we need to get an answer now. And the only way we can do it is back these groups. We have the people here that are a part of the Patriot community that are launching campaigns right now to try to get this ballot out. Very important. If we get that done, we have a movement of doing things the right way. If we back Alfred Weber's effort, he has a bill out for acts of treason. He needs signatures on that. Again, if once we get a number of signatures, we can launch and do what needs to be done to have independent counsels, investigation done, and everything to bring this tyranny to a halt. To keep talking about these things, keep commenting about it, keep investigating, it does absolutely nothing. And yet, indeed, how many years has it been since the Kennedy investigation has been going on? And not to mention whatever happened to Bobby Kennedy. The whole thing is that these investigations go on for years. We talk for years. We analyze for years. But what do we do to put a closure to it? And that's what we're looking right now, to get a closure and the answer. I'm going to go back to, I think, I have a caller, Larry in Canada. Larry, are you there? Wayne in Canada. I'm sorry. Wayne, are you there? Hi, Wayne. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed your conversation with both of your guests tonight, and I really appreciate their efforts for seeking legal remedies. I am one of the organizers of the Vancouver 9/11 Truth Conference, and just for the record, before you run out of time tonight, our website is the911truth.org, where you can find all about our conference. The title is 9/11 Canada and the World Order.
Can you hold on for 1 minute? We're going to a commercial. We'll be right back. I don't want to lose you. It's very important what you have to say. We'll be right back.
It's true.